So, if anybody else wants to, you know, just go. The example has been given by a stone. When you put a stone in the water, you may sit there for maybe 1 billion years. It will not absorb water. But if you take a sponge and swim into water, in a relatively short moment of time, it will become full of water. So the question really is, how can we become sponges? At least for 4 days, 4 days? Yes, 4 days. How can we be sponges for 4 days? Well, it is instructed in our shastras that to become ready to absorb spiritual sound vibration, one must develop the quality of humility. I would recommend to every one of you to have a slogan for these 4 days. The slogan should be "Das also, I'm your servant." If you have this slogan, at least for 4 days. If ideal situation would be to have it for longer, for the rest of the life. But at least you can start with 4 days. Then can be utilized in the spiritual sound vibration, in the inspiration that can be fully absorbed. Hare Krishna, I want to say this because every one of us comes to such a festival or stays in the association of the yogis should be well, should use the time in the best possible way. After all, you spend a lot of time to come here, a lot of effort. One devotee has just arrived from India. Yes? And he will be here in a second. And so much
Шабапуна.
Дея.
However, people do not value such consciousness, but act through false ego, not really. Krishna consciousness is not unduly anxious about the duties and its existence. The foolish cannot understand this great limit of all anxiety. For one who acts in Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna becomes the most intimate friend. He always gives out to his friend's comfort, and he gives himself to his friend, who is so devotedly engaged working 24 hours a day to please the Lord. Therefore, no one should be carried away by the false ego of the worldly concept of life. One should not falsely think himself independent of the laws of material nature, or free to act. He is already under strict material laws. And as soon as he acts in Krishna consciousness, he is liberated, free from material necessities. One should know very carefully that one who is not acting in Krishna consciousness is losing himself in material worldly world, in the ocean between birth and death. No condition soul actually knows what is to be done. But a person who acts in Krishna consciousness
free to act because passion is prompted by Krishna to be seen and confirmed by the spiritual master. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Madhavakti Vedanta Swami Namne Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Prasanne Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyani Shatani
Jayate Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sakti Gaurava Kalinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
What are obstacles of conditioned life? I'm asking you, should know. No obstacles are there. You are always in Krishna consciousness, fixed in your natural constitutional position as eternal servant. There's no maya, no confusion and illusion. Only Nityananda, eternalness. I'm very happy to be in such an audience. There's no need for me to speak, but to learn, learn, learn. Honestly, you have forgotten the obstacles already. Because of your divine Krishna consciousness, as you as reason understand, you will tell us. Material desires, that's an obstacle. Of course, ego. Enviousness. Oh, yes, sir. Dobro Noshi, the brother of Sayasindhu. Very nice of you. Thank you. Our liberated Mataji. Anger. What? Yes, these are obstacles of conditioned souls. Other obstacles are just opposed, put before us on the merely bodily platform. This is you become disease, you become old, you die. There are many, many obstacles for a devotee on the path of Krishna consciousness. In fact, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says, my path is full of obstacles. The road is slippery. Therefore, I beg the saints to give me the stick of the mercy. In this verse, we hear that by the mercy of Krishna, which comes to us through the mercy of his devotees, we can actually overcome the obstacles which are on our way back to Godhead. Now, the mercy of devotees, or let us say, Let me ask a question. How can we see that someone has obtained the mercy of God? Well, the answer is that he has what is called ruchi. Ruchi means a higher taste in Krishna consciousness. At the present moment, due to being conditioned, our taste, or let us say the taste of the conditioned soul, is not for Krishna. We comfortably taint the assembly of Vaishnavas by falling asleep, then Krishna can pass there. Our taste is not very developed for chanting the holy name. Even performing devotional service is sometimes, for a beginner in Krishna consciousness, battle with the forces of false ego. Service. Such a person says. In the Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami says that we cannot taste spiritual things in the conditioned soul stage because of a disease called ignorance. Ignorance of our real position in life. This ignorance, I believe many of you have heard, is compared to the disease called jaundice. Sweet things taste bitter when you have jaundice. In the same way, Krishna consciousness tastes bitter for a conditioned soul who is covered by the disease of avidya, ignorance. And then this sense of taste is covered. Things which are non-Krishna conscious develop an almost irresistible, unwiderstehliche attraction. Almost an irresistible attraction. The scriptures talk especially of the five arrows of Cupid, which when inflaming the heart of the conditioned soul, make him or her blind to the spiritual life. These five cupids are very, very interesting to know. And I remember seeing them in action just a few days ago. Then I was giving a public lecture in Swindon in Britain. Our devotees have put out a play called The Promise, and one section of this play, or one part, shows how the conditioned soul becomes bewildered by the influence of Cupid or lust. You know, he was the hero of the story was going into a discotheque when Maya was tempting him in the form of a beautiful lady. Hey, you are the most wrong person in the world. It was depicted by a dramatic way how this person first was struck by the arrow called Mohan. Mohan means fascination. You can see many people today become fascinated by the arrow of Cupid. Is when they're entering into Ljubljana, we saw a big poster everywhere. I don't know even what to repeat. It was on the poster. It was a fascinating scene of material sense enjoyment, which was hinted at in this Krishna. And you know, the first thing which happens when you see that love rises, you become so fascinated. You think this is the most wonderful thing in the universe which happened to me. I am in love again, said the 60-year-old actor. I am fascinated. Then the second arrow comes. It's called Stambana, or you become extremely attentive to the opposite sex. Just like you listen now to the lecture, some of you are fully attentive. Stambana means you become totally attentive. Yes, what is it you have to say? Yes, how do you look? And you can't get your eyes away from all this attention. Then comes Unmalana. Unmalana means intoxication. Intoxicated person forgets where he is, what it is, language. So a person in this stage becomes totally intoxicated. And then the fourth arrow is Choshana, intense attraction. Then it's really greed. And the fifth is the arrow called Tapana. It means the heart is in place. In the material world, there are songs. So, come on, so and so, light my fire. the dream of the materialist is my heart. In here, please. Aim. Good, you know. And then, so good. It's so good. What a problem. This is described to be the five arrows which work in this material world imperceptibly, and which take care that the conditioned soul loses its taste for spiritual life. And when such a taste is lost, it is difficult really to gain it back. This is an obstacle. Obstacle means something which is before your way and which is extremely difficult to cross over. I remember just a little while ago, a few days ago, I was giving a lecture in London, and I remember we had to make a shortcut through Regent's Park. It's a big and walked for a long time through it. And now when we wanted to exit, the road was blocked with a gate. The gate was closed. And our car was before this gate. We couldn't go through the temple. We were trapped. Need like a mice. Mouse trap. We felt very anxious. Couldn't drive through that area. It was an obstacle. Iron gate, this iron rods, very heavy. I began, I wanted to really see the gates. These gates made me Krishna conscious, and I really wanted to give this lecture and really. It all laid out that there was this obstacle. At that moment, I had a realization. What if the material world were also close to such an obstacle? How painful it would be. What if we wouldn't be able to get out of this material world? It is unlovely that we are stuck in Regent's Park and still be with our lives in Regent's Park. But, you know, why should we have to stay in the material world? Wouldn't it be terrible? That's it. Yes. It would be so terrible. Now the Shastras say that yes, there is an obstacle in this material world, it's called lust. The Prabhupada explains this in the Bhagavad Gita, just like like a prison is closed with these heavy iron bars. The windows are closed with these heavy iron bars. The material world is also closed for those who are in the lust, attracted to material sense gratification in different forms. They can't escape. The door is closed for them. They have to stay here. Come back again and again. The spiritual life means a break through the prison house of material existence and come to the free, unimpeded sky of the Krishna consciousness. And you can be brought out of this prison by one very important helper. Don't know if you ever have noticed, sometimes in Bosnia was like a war prison. No one could escape. Then they may help us move the way, and you could give them a little money, and they would take you out of Bosnia. I have one of my disciples. It is like this. It helps us to escape. So we can also come out of the prison of material existence. And we are forced to suffer material life. We can escape this prison. There is a helper. This helper is called Ruchi. Ruchi means taste. The taste in spiritual life. If you have the taste, a higher taste in spiritual life, you can just break the prison bars like they would say and fall off. And if you have such a higher taste in your Krishna consciousness, then this taste will bring you to the eternal kingdom of God. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur compares the taste with a dance instructor. One, two, one, two. We say that, is that, do you know when we at Kirtan we say to the people now, take your left stopalas and put it before the right one, the right one before the left one, and then one, two, one, two. So taste is also like a dance instructor, like a helper who helps us to escape material life and come to the platform of spiritual life. He's such a nice helper, so supremely attractive, that if you welcome him in your life, this helper called Ruchi, your spiritual life will be very, very easy. We often say that you have to control the senses and you have to control the mind. But that's very difficult. Even 5,000 years ago, this was difficult. Arjuna in the Gita said it's impossible. It's like controlling the raging wind. Arjuna. Now, you are a young man and young ladies in the best of your age. The senses are restless like that, like young bull elephants and so on and so forth. The mind is unsteady and chanchala jumps from one thing to the next. How do you think you will be able to conquer this? It only works if you have a If you have a higher taste, then it is not at all difficult to control the mind. The mind just flies to what you are attracted to. It's day and night. It's like a newly wedded body who's just married. All things of his wife or his or her husband, it goes naturally. So in the same way, or like an authentic brahmachari or brahmacharini thinks of it. So in the same way, imagine, you think of Krishna. Rupa Goswami can say it. Just like young men are automatically attracted to women, and women are automatically attracted to men, in the same way, I beg you, my Lord, that I am automatically attracted to you. This is called ruchi. It's nothing of any force. You have to sit. Mind. This will never work. It only works if the mind becomes attracted to Krishna consciousness. Now, I have collected a few verses which describe this state to encourage all of us. It is said that the process of Bhakti Yoga can take care of such attraction to Krishna. See, the reason why we are not so attracted to Krishna is expressed here. It is called ahankaram. We are in the false identity. We are covered with the lajanam yak.
This is how they say it. Remains here also.
The false ego. Someone who is in a false ego, he is not at all, how do you say, attracted to spiritual things. I remember once Srila Prabhupada preaching to a businessman. He was in Japan at this he had just met the businessman in the factory, in the book printing factory, Dai and Nippon. So after the Srila Prabhupada had his first books printed in Japan, so after the first, after the business discussions had been made, there was a young executive, business executive, and Prabhupada asked him, what is his goal in life? And this business executive did not, he was just young, he was coming up. He was not saying anything, but he just stood up and collected all the business cards of his fellow people and made a big pile of work, like, I don't know, maybe 15 businessmen. He made a big pile. Yes, and because he was just starting on his business career, he put his business card, at the bottom. Then he looked at Prabhupada, took the business card from the bottom, and put it on top. That's my goal. That's why he did this. He was in a false identification, and therefore his goal was according to this identification, was in this world, so to say, in the circle of interest. And the false ego finds the soul the wrong conceptions of identity, then yes, and such dramas can take place. So by Bhakti Yoga, it is said, if one becomes a servant, not an ambitious person with the influence of false ego. Regaining your natural position, rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure, and who lives in all the new entities and the super soul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and mine. Such devotees who have destroyed false ego by understanding that they are the servant, they have a wish. It's a very interesting desire which such devotees express. They say, my dear Lord, I do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence, a benediction and vision. There is no existence of the nectarian beverage of your lotus feet. I want the benediction of at least 1,000,000 years. Huh? 1,000,000 years. For thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouth of your pure devotees. Anybody wants to hear, in other words, the transcendental sound vibration of Krishna Katha and the transcendental sound vibration of and the holy name. In our time which we will spend together, I have put together some subject matters which I feel full of relevant topics for you. They are subject matters of Krishna Katha, and they are subject matters of instructions. We will have one seminar on the holy name. I want to share with all of you my newest realizations, if I may say so. I just felt in the last few weeks some mercy coming down. I want to talk about this. In the association with devotees, hearing about Krishna will give us this taste which we are looking for. The help will come if you listen carefully to Krishna about your subject. For each one of you, a help will come out of the gods, he will manifest. You can't really, it's not immaterial. He will manifest and come next to you. I am your helper, Gogadatta. I am called Ruchi. I am your helper, being. I am called Ruchi. I am your helper. And my name is Ruchi. This is how something which can happen in the association of devotees hearing and chanting. But in order that this can actually happen, we need to come into a situation that can destroy our false conceptions about ourselves, our ahankara, so that we are led out of the prison walls. As long as we are behind the prison, of ahankara, false ego, the helper cannot do so much. Just get a little out of this. And he will be waiting for us at the doorsteps. And it is very easily possible to be brought to Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, this is what I wanted to say in the beginning. I'm sorry that I didn't find so much time to prepare this lecture than I have done with the others. I hope you could take some relevant instructions out of it. I personally feel that this evening we should not take any questions because it's already 9:15 and it would be best if you don't go to take rest so extremely late. I want to thank you all again, all of you, once again for coming to this festival, and I hope it will be possible for us to experience the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And please don't forget the slogan, the source here, I am servant. Let us have this, we can maybe stick it on, we can maybe even put it on someone who writes nice and positive, we can have it here. That's so sweet. And so that we always remember that we are in this identity. When we come out, we come to this real spiritual platform, we will see how the nature of Ruchi, Ruchi. We can say, I am a servant, and he will come and say, I am Ruchi. I am the Ruchi. And he will come and he will train us and lead us on our way. He will lead us over all the obstacles of conditioned life so that we can become fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Jai Jai. Lord Nityananda ki jai, Jai Jai Jai.